Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Jove Carolina, tens el nom d'un Bel Air. Jove Carolina, pots anar molt més lluny, molt més lluny. Sentat en un banquet enmig de la Gran Via, m'ha vist passar els cotxes i m'ha al·lucinat. És temps d'ausències velles i de noves presències, i el tren del temps etern encara no ha avisat. Somnis aires nous m'han despertat de la nit, hi havia un riu crescut i un vent de vol transparent, transparent. Jove Carolina, tens el nom d'un Bel Air. Jove Carolina, pots anar molt més lluny, molt més lluny.
Bienvenido a Valencia. That's right. We are now beginning our trip through the Spanish region of Valencia. So the city of Valencia and the autonomous community of Valencia, which is the surrounding region of other smaller cities. And yes, in Spanish you just call it País Valencia, like a Spanish or a Valencian country. Essentially, it's a autonomous region. They decided that I believe it was in the 80s that they decided to make these regions basically more or less politically autonomous. And yeah, you probably heard of what's happening in Catalonia right now, many people there looking for a full independence from Spain. But anyways, we don't travel too far into the political situation. We like to feature the music of the region because there's a lot of it. Less time, politicizing, more time, music playing. That's right. So we started with an artist that's just been reissued. His name is Jay Bustamante, which sounds really cool, even in English. Jay Bustamante. Yeah. Album just got re-released. It's called Cambreres, and that song was Jove Carolina. So it had a Spanish guitar, like it was a 12-string guitar, and you know, like bordering on the cheese a little bit. That's what the late 70s does best, and that stuff's all the rage these days with all the yacht rock, the kind of soft chill wave things going on. But anyhow, that's a soft starting, because we're going to start rocking soon. And yeah, 1979 is when that first came out. But just reissued on Discos de Kir Lian out of Barcelona, just up the coast. And Valencia, by the way, is just south of Catalonia, so it's on the east coast of Spain, right there in the Mediterranean, not too far from the islands of Spain, like Ibiza, etc. So yeah, it's the fifth biggest port in all of Europe, actually. And the region is about 1.5-2 million people, depending on how you categorize it. So the third biggest city in Spain. And in 2011, the Berklee School of Music, the famous music school in Boston, opened their first ever international campus in Valencia. So that just shows how big of a musical scene there is in Valencia. So a lot of foreign musicians now moving there, mixing with the local musicians, beautiful things going on. And yeah, we'll showcase some of the new artists in that Valencia music scene. Some of them perhaps alumni from that school. Yeah, we're going to start with a man. Goes by Negro, but his real name is Fernando Junquera. Born in 1981, he is an active member of the underground scene there. Have played in many bands which none of us have heard of, including Estrategia, Lo Capto, La Orquesta del Caballo Ganador, etc. And he is a solo guitar player, so this is really cool, haunting guitar music. Just came out in June of this year, his new album called Class Media. We will hear a song, Beni Carlo Tuareg. So Tuareg, the people of the Sahara of Africa. I'm not really sure why it has that name. It's an instrumental song, but it maybe has a little like touches of Tuareg desert blues in his style in the song. So yeah, just a one-man guitar orchestra here. Negro on Wandering Rhythms as we travel through Valencia. Thank you.
la trila de tempestas. Que maneja libre todo el aire. Todo el baile. Le da igual que sea tu padre. Te dará todo lo que falte. Tengo la
lobo.
Elche. Elche is a city, by the way, in the Valencia region of Spain, and he is a cantador de flamenco. I bet you're wondering, when is this Spanish feature going to have flamenco music? Well, there it is. There you go. However, this fellow, Niño de Elche, the child of Elche, he's, I guess, declaring war on flamenco as well as playing it. There's a new article about his new record, and that's the title, maybe a bit shocking of a title, Declaring War on the Purists of Flamenco. That song was, I'd say, pretty purist, although he apparently does some stuff that's really wild and out there flamenco, which is cool, because, you know, everything's got to evolve, and yeah, maybe we'll hear that later on. We'll save that for the end. So the song right there, Caño por Paso Doble de Rafael Romero el Gallina. There you go. And it's from his new record, came out earlier this year, Anatología del Cante Flamenco Heterodoxo. I try, really, to pronounce things properly in Spanish. I don't know how successful I am, but there you go. Yes, Niño de Elche. It's a lot of fun, by the way. So, yes, some flamenco music before we heard some weird funk, also from Valencia, and the group Rastrejo, and the song Tengo el Alpiste from their new album El Placer. That just came out mere weeks ago. Yes, on Mascarpone Discs from Valencia. And before that, we heard a crazy psychedelic rock number, a band called Cabalgata Cosmica. And that came out 3 years ago. That's a song called Mi Cago en Tu Hora. Three fellas keeping the 70s alive. Some real psychedelic stuff. Under the influence, indeed. And we started off that set of music with a serene, slightly haunting guitar piece by Negro, the stage name of Fernando Junquera, and the song Beni Carlo Tuareg from his brand new album Class Media, right there. Yeah, so some underground Valencian